Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What are the things we learned today? Well, a whole bunch of things on KDKA. It's the 19th day of January, this Thursday, a good one, as we got started with one of my favorite guests, Julie Bauke, talking about some of the things that are happening that HR people are hearing about now that people are going back to work in person. So people are going back to work, and the number that I'm seeing is that right now we're at about 50% occupancy rate for office spaces. You know, if before we were at 80%, which was realistically about the number, because there are always some people who work remotely. If we were at 80%, now we're at about 50%. But that is creating perhaps a little bit of tension between coworkers, and HR officers are hearing about it. Joining us right now is the president and the CEO of the Bauke Group. Julie Bauke has joined us many times in the program, and she's always great because she's so plugged into what she's hearing within the corporate culture and the corporate world. Julie, how are you? Happy New Year.
Thanks. You too.
I am
glad to be back.
I'm really excited to hear what you have to say about this, because HR people are saying, you know what, we kind of feel like we're middle school principals all over again, and we're having to deal with things we haven't dealt with for a while. Maybe because everybody's been working from home, that they sort of kept their space, and now we've got all the kids sort of in the same part of the back of the station wagon again, and we got to separate these little incidents that are going on. How much of a big deal has this become for people in HR?
Yeah, it is a big deal, and the fallout from COVID and everybody being at home and then trying to get everybody back in, it's going to continue for a while, because there are clearly people who their jobs, they absolutely have to be in the office. And then there are other people who don't have to be. And then so HR and organizations like to operate with one set of rules. Everybody works these hours, everybody comes in, and we're in a place now where there's no such thing to run a workplace with one set of rules for everybody, because there's real differences between people's jobs. And so if I'm in a job in which I have to be in from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and I am interacting with colleagues who do different jobs, and then therefore, from my perspective, you know, I'm making my way into the office on a snowy day, and I know that Fred and Jane are sitting at home in their Snuggies, you know, doing work. It creates some tension. Even though people realistically understand what their job requires is different, it still creates kind of a have and a have-not culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting in the office. I'm trying to get a hold of Fred or Jane. I know they're working from home. I can't get a hold of them. I can't just get up and walk down the hall and see if they're sitting at their desk.
Right.
And so there's this, it feels like several sets of rules. And if the rules are, you feel like they're disadvantaging you, that will cause tension between coworkers.
Julie, I think that you are, in 102 years of KDK broadcast history, the first person to ever use the term Snuggie on the air. So congratulations for that. But also thank you for the visual for that you put in the mind of all of us, for our coworkers sitting around in a Snuggie as they're working on their laptop. I mean, that's the great word picture that came from this whole thing. You know, the issue of people eating fish and hard-boiled eggs and raw onions at lunch again has become an issue, right? I mean, because you could eat whatever you want when there's nobody just right over the cubicle, but now don't put that in the refrigerator, right? That's back again, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, so when you said that, it reminded me of when I went back to a movie theater for the first time after COVID, and there was a guy sitting, for some reason, there was very few people in the theater. This guy was sitting like two seats away from me, and he acted like he was at home. He's like talking to the, you know, oh, don't do that. You know, he's talking to the screen. He's chewing his popcorn so loudly.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, this is why people want to be at home. And so when you have had the ability to control your environment for the last few years and have the music on you want and control the noise when you want and the smells, and all of a sudden you're back in the workplace and people are heating up fish in the microwave and, you know, chewing loudly and talking loudly, sort of we've forgotten how to act. And so, you know, it's, and then you've got HR, you've got management, you've got people complaining about everything. And I think, you know, in a lot of cases, we forgot how to behave when other people are around. And, you know, we've become less tolerant also of other people, where we would have just rolled our eyes at it 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Now it becomes a deal breaker for us. And so it's going to take some getting used to learn to be, you know, out in the wild again.
What about attire? What about dressing appropriately? Because I think customers are noticing that too, right? That, you know, you come into the office and wait a second, what are you doing wearing a pair of cutoffs and a concert t-shirt, right? I mean, that you did during the COVID time, but not everything is yoga pants and cozy slippers these days. Not if you're going back to the office.
Right. So I remember when COVID first started, my first few Zoom meetings, you know, everybody, I always make sure I had makeup on, you know, and I look nice. And then you get into it after a while and you're like, I'm just going to throw a hat on, you know, so we all succumb to this a little bit, but there, and then you've got the younger people who really never worked in an office, like Gen Z, they've always worked from home.
Yeah, right.
And so I think it's very fair to say, you know, my favorite phrase is dress for the day you have. And so if you're coming into the office and there's going to be customers in there's going to be senior leadership in there, we can argue all day long that what you wear shouldn't matter in terms of what your career opportunities are, but we know it does.
Right.
And it always will. I mean, it's how you show up goes into how people see you and what they think of you for. So if you show up every day in yoga pants and clearly the same shirt you've had on that you've worn, you know, you sort of picked up the least smelly shirt out of the pile at home. It's a case of my favorite word when it comes to this, and that's judgment. And so if you come in to see customers, or, you know the big boss is going to be there, and you have on, it looks like you barely rolled out of bed, rolled into some clothes and came in. Now I've got this great opportunity coming up working with a high profile customer. And so I'm going to say, okay, this is going to be a juicy project, and I want to make sure that the people I pick are going to show up and represent our company well. It's like coming into the office on Monday and talking about how hungover you were.
But don't you think that, you know, that's something that the people should know? And maybe they shouldn't. I mean, maybe because we've been away from it, maybe you need a refresher course. Is that what it is?
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I don't think it's you know, being too prescriptive to say, you know, we expect you to use your best judgment, for example. And then give some examples of things that happen in your workplace and how you expect people to dress and behave. And, you know, if they don't, you know, I think it can affect your career. And if you say, well, I don't really care about my career, I don't like this job anyway, it also can affect your ability and the likelihood of you being recommended outside the organization. And so I think there's this pride in how you show up, and it doesn't have to be expensive. I think sometimes people get really, well, I don't have the money to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe. Nobody said you had to, but there is something about how you show up has to do with, you know, how you think of yourself as a professional.
Right.
And, you know, I might sound like an old fogey when I say that, but I believe that's absolutely true and will continue to be true.
And that leadership has to be taken on by the management and by the team that is getting paid to deal with these difficult conversations, right? I mean, that's not something that if you're a relatively newcomer, you don't take this into your own hand and walk around the cubicle saying, hey, you need to dress better. Don't bring that for lunch. That's the boss's job, right?
It is. But, you know, what we're also dealing with here is organizations are still having a hard time finding people.
Right.
And so there's a fear of confronting people, you know, somebody, especially someone who's a great performer, because that might be the thing that causes them to leave.
Yeah, right.
Right or wrong.
Right.
But so there's some trepidation around, like, when Elon Musk pounded his fist on his desk and said, come back to work, a lot of the people went, nah, I don't think so.
I'm good. Yeah.
No, so there's a fear of that. It's more of a collaborative, cross-functional matrix workplace than it's ever been in the past when it was very top-down. And especially older people are having a really hard time with that.
Well, I love how you're frank about these things and how you cut right to the quick. And I really appreciate you jumping on with us here today. Again, Happy New Year. Let me also say happy birthday, because I know that's a special day. And for you, I hope that you are celebrating a Bengals victory over the Bills.
Me too.
I hope that happens for you this weekend.
Thank you. That's very big of you to say that.
You
Mr.
have
Steelers
no
fan.
Idea how much it hurts
that.
Me to say that, and I've got a rash developing about my neck and my scapula right now. But
and your fingers are crossed.
Oh,
like,
man.
Just
for you. Julie Baalke,
thanks so much for jumping in.
That's
so special.
Yep.
See ya. Bye.
Yep, good stuff. Thanks, Julie, with us here on KDK. Always love to have her here because she does. She is in these things, and she's in the trenches with people, and she understands this is the real side of the hard part about going back to the office. Also today on the program, high-tech ways that you can save. When a lot of people are dealing with inflationary budget concerns and crunches, what are they doing to bounce back? There's some new companies that are out there, including some options that allow you to buy things for a whole lot less. But sometimes it's buyer beware. So what are some ways that people are pushing back in the face of inflation and perhaps sending a message by not buying or by not buying in a traditional manner that, you know what, it's time for you to treat us with a little bit more respect? Let me give you two different examples. Are you familiar with an online company called MacBid? It's the letter M and then the @C.BID, MacBid. Basically what MacBid is a company that has gone out and it has procured items that were being returned to Amazon. People buy things from Amazon, you return them to Amazon, and guess what? You can go ahead and get your money back. But Amazon may not always be able to sell what it was that you returned. Maybe it's a giant chair. Maybe it's tires for your car. Maybe it is a very specific item, a computer memory card or a laptop. They may not be able to resell that or restock it depending on what you did to the product or what you did to the packaging, or there may be various other reasons, okay? So what exactly do they do with it? Well, they sell those products to this company, and this company puts those products up for sale on their website and puts them up for auction. MacBid puts them up for auction. There are tons and tons of things that are out there on their website. I'm just going to go ahead and just randomly pull it up right now on my phone. I have not planned this whatsoever. I have no idea. I literally am just pulling this up. The very first thing that you can get is a retractable truck bed. It's supposed to be $2,100. That's if you bought it new from Amazon. There's 2 hours left in the auction. You can have it for $115 right now if you win the auction. Here's a Fender six-string acoustic guitar, $2,000 right-handed guitar. The bid on that, it ends in 4 hours, is $720. Here is a micro gaming desktop. It's a $1,950 computer. $450 the current bid there. A Philips kitchen espresso machine, $1,800 espresso machine. You can have it right now. The winning bid is at $255. A Dell 15-inch laptop, $1,699 if you buy it at Amazon. Auction ends in a day and 3 hours. It's at $235. All right, those are the first literally five things that I just pulled up by looking at MacBid in terms of what is here in the Pittsburgh area. So you can tell by the items that I went through right there that this is not garbage. This is not, Fender doesn't make a lousy guitar, right? I mean, we're talking about brand name items that are out there. Well, they've got warehouse locations in all sorts of areas around Pittsburgh. Okay, so if you want to go out there and say, okay, well, where can I get these things? What do I have to do? What are my locations? What are the places that I have to go? Well, they have locations in Butler. They have locations that are in Robinson. They have locations that are in Tarentum. They have locations that are in Washington, PA. They have locations that are in Youngstown, Ohio, or Warren, Ohio, or Bridgeport, Ohio. And so it's all around the region. And you simply select where are you willing to go, Beaver Falls, to pick up your item if you end up being the winner. I'm telling you, these places are packed. Absolutely, positively packed. After you win, you have to pick it up. They don't deliver. You've got to go there and pick it up. Maybe that's a refrigerator. You've got to figure out how to get it home. Okay? Maybe you don't have a dolly. That's okay. They'll help you load it into your vehicle. But you have to have a vehicle or a trailer or whatever if it's big enough to get it home, and it's all on you. You are assuming some risk. You can actually inspect those items. You can go see them ahead of time. I don't want this to sound like a commercial because that's not what it's intended to be. My point is that is a company that has found a niche right now and has said people want to have good quality stuff, but they don't want to pay full price for it. And they have found that niche. Sometimes people are buying items in huge bulk quantities in order to do it. Sometimes it's just one. Maybe that item was damaged, but you can go and inspect it before you put a bid on it and say, yeah, I want to buy that. I'm willing to live with a scuff that's on the back of that chair, or no, I don't want anything to do with that. That doesn't meet my standards. That is one thing that people are doing right now, right here in Western Pennsylvania, using this company called MacBid. And I know there's a whole bunch of other ones that are out there that are doing similar sorts of things. To the phones we go and bring in Joyce from Penn Hills. Hi, Joyce. You're on KDK. How are you?
I'm good. And I use MacBid. It's also one in Monroeville, so it's
yes.
Nice to me.
Yes. Yeah, right. On the
but
east.
Anyhow,
yep.
They're supposed to tell you if it's damaged or like new means it's maybe somebody opened it and went, and it closed it up.
Didn't like the color, didn't match the curtains, didn't match the linens they already had in the bathroom, right? So
yeah,
they don't want
it. I got two beautiful lamps. They were somebody returned them from Kohl's. They were $105 a piece. I bought the two lamps for like $40. They're gorgeous.
But only if you're careful, right? I mean, only if you are paying attention to what you're doing.
Well, let's be honest. If I buy it and it's a Butler, I'm not going to Butler to look at it.
There you
and,
go.
And I win it and they ship it here and they looked at it, but they did a crappy job at looking at it.
Yep.
Then you bought what you got, what you bought, unless you pay extra. And you can pay extra to return it on all items. So I'm just saying, it's a nice thing. I bought a nice stand. It was wonderful. They made a mistake and they put two of them. I got two of them for the price of one.
Yeah. But it's sort of buyer beware, isn't it? I mean, you do have to take some caution.
Yes, so be careful.
Yeah.
It's an option. Thank you.
Absolutely. Joyce, thank you. Thank you for jumping in. Again, the company, this is not an advertisement for them. I'm not getting any money from them. I'm not endorsing them or anything. I'm simply telling you, this is something that I have observed. It is out there. It's happening. And I can tell you, we've used it. And I am stunned at the number of people who are there picking up and buying products through this particular website. That tells me that people want to find something better or different than what they have access to right now, or that things are tight enough for them that they are forced to go about doing things in a different way. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Love to hear from you about ways that maybe things are different for you. MacBid is one that seems to be working for a lot of people, but maybe there's some other things, some other tricks, some other thoughts that you have, and I'd love to hear about it. Always love having a chance to catch up with my friend Ken Rice. We had a chance to talk about some fun things as he was getting us ready for their 5 o'clock news, and we were going back and talking about some of the things we learned from Julie. Let's see how well Ken is plugged in. The pressure is immense. I mean, each and every day to have to be able to have something in mind that can engage Ken Rice and make it so that he feels like you're not just mailing it in. It's hard. I mean, it's a real thing. And Ken is joining us right now on the radio. Ken, it's good to have you on KDK Radio. How are you, my friend?
I'm ready to be engaged. I hope you got something.
I mean, seriously, I'm thinking that maybe if I don't have my name on the program, I won't have to come up with something every day. That if we just call this the 2 to 6 show, that maybe I won't have to have something interesting or pithy or insightful to bring up to you.
And yet, even though you're claiming it's a burden, you come through every time.
Sometimes.
Every flying colors.
Sometimes.
You come through with good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sure. That's very kind of you. Magnanimous, even. I'm not sure that I sense entire sincerity there, but there's a grit of it there.
It's all real, Rick. It's all real. Believe it. Let yourself believe it.
Let yourself. See, there we go. That's when we get to the real Ken Rice. Let yourself believe that, right? Which basically is saying that you're not even sure that you believe it, but perhaps maybe.
That is an incorrect conclusion. I'm paying you a compliment. Just accept it. You're not good at accepting compliments.
I'm not good at accepting compliments. You are correct. You're absolutely correct. We had a woman on earlier today. Her name is Julie Bauke. And she is she has two offices. One's in Cincinnati and another office is in Phoenix. But she is a woman who is looking at employment trends and HR issues and things that are going on in the workplace and helping companies sort of understand what's going on. One of the things that we talked about, Ken, is that with people going back to work in increasing numbers, it has led to some occasionally bad behaviors in the workplace, things that aren't necessarily real nice for your fellow employees. Does that make sense? That now that we're back in a cubicle situation, things you did when you were working at home are not appropriate at the office, right?
Are you telling me that in the space of 3 years, human beings have lost all ability to comport themselves appropriately in a group set setting? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I wouldn't have used the word comport because I don't know what it means. But yes, absolutely. They have changed. They have changed.
Okay,
I'm going to give you an opportunity now to see if you can come up with some of the things that maybe are happening in an office that HR is getting a phone call about or an email about or a Slack message about in terms of annoying behaviors, one employee to another. And now you got to raise your hand and tell the HR office. Can you come up with one or two or eight?
Yeah. No, I definitely can. Right off the top of my head, I'm thinking of maybe somebody who was used to eating in front of their computer at home, or maybe, you know, having the laptop in the kitchen and eating while they're working. I'm thinking of somebody bringing their food with them to the office.
That's the number one thing. That's the number one thing. Things you're putting in the fridge, things you're eating at your desk, the raw onions, the fish, the hard-boiled eggs. Yeah, that right there off the bat, number one answer. I mean, you'd be really, really good if Richard Dawson was still doing his game show, Family Feud. You'd kill it on that show. You just got the number one answer. Are you going to play or pass?
But the success to that show is not, it doesn't hinge on the number one answer. It's the number four answer.
Oh, right. So now you have to decide, are you going to play or pass? Well, you're going to have to play. I'm not going to let you pass. Can you come up with another one?
I don't know. Let's say speaking loudly on the phone about issues that you should probably keep private, something
like
that.
You mean those who give up too much information, the TMI people, the loud talker and the close talker? Yep,
exactly,
those are also absolutely on the list. Let's see if you can get one more. There are still six answers on the board.
I don't know. Are people bringing their dogs to work?
I didn't see that one. I'm not going to say it's a strike, but that doesn't mean.
Yeah.
That was not on the list.
People maybe just being a little overly. You know, we've all spent some time isolated during the pandemic, so maybe people returning to the office are overly gregarious. They're bothering each other more than they should be, and people aren't getting enough work done because their coworkers want to chit-chat.
People are trying to catch up on the office gossip that didn't happen for the last 3 years. You got it right. There's no question.
Okay.
Yeah, and I like the nail clipping, the personal conversations loudly, the change jingling, the belching, and other, well, bodily functions that people just let loose at home, and you just can't do that in the office, you know, including attire, because, you know, you don't put your bare feet up on the desk like maybe you did at home.
Yeah. I'd like to think that we can relearn these behaviors and behave appropriately around each other. We can do it. Don't you think, Rick?
The fact that HR says this is a significant problem tells me that at least some have failed miserably.
All right. It'll be a journey.
Right. Maybe by the 4th of July, we'll be back to some civility.
We can only hope.
That's it. What do you got for us on the KDK TV News at 5, which will be entirely civil, I'm sure.
Always. Yeah. So, you know, some legal analysts are expressing surprise that Alec Baldwin is being charged with manslaughter, you know, with that movie set shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard some analysis that, you know, you have to remember that Baldwin was not merely an actor in this film. He was also a producer.
He was a producer,
and therefore had a little more responsibility. And prosecutors say that there was a pattern. They're saying they have clear evidence of a pattern of disregarding safety on the set, a pattern that rose to the level of criminal. So, you know, we have some interesting legal perspectives on those charges. Also, is Steven Zappala, the DA for Allegheny County since the late 90s, no longer the reformer he once was? That's the claim from a fellow Democrat who's getting ready to take him on later this year. John Delano has that interview. And the controversy in a local Catholic school that has led a teacher to walk out. All coming up on KDK TV News at 5, Rick.
Ken, I'm going to give you one more.
Mm-hmm.
It's the smell. You know the one, the too much cologne guy, the really obnoxious perfume lady, right? That's another one that really has the HR folks. Or the person who didn't think that they needed a shower every day during the pandemic because they weren't going anywhere. And they've continued.
Either too much cologne or cologne where it's needed.
Or not enough deodorant, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
One or the t'other, right? You got it. Yep. So go ahead and pass those along to Christine during the news at 5, or, you know, maybe bring Ray in. Yeah, feel free to use that during your crosstalk. And you don't need to credit me. I mean, and I give you complete carte blanche to use those as you like.
This is why you're a generous coworker. Thanks, Rick.
I'm a giver, Ken. I'm a giver.
Yep.
All right.
You
see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Ken Rice joining us from KDKA Television, getting set for their big newscast at 5. I've got the drive at 5 coming your way. The stories that drive the headlines every single day here on KDK Radio, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, you need to demand the yellow van. The drive at 5 right here with me on 100.1 FM. And on the AM side, it's 1020 KDKA. And remember, each and every day when you're with us on KDK, we're going to learn something. This is what we learned today on the 19th day of January. Make sure you're with us tomorrow from 2 until 6 on KDKA for more of The Rick Dayton Show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.